Organizations that provide medical care for needy people are feeling pinched. They depend on reimbursements from federal and state governments. Those payments are shrinking. But many community clinics, by law and by mission, must care for anyone who walks in the door, regardless of their ability to pay. Teresita Batayola of Seattle's International Community Health Services says her staff is trying to accommodate more people during the down economy.
So we're seeing more and more patients, but they will have to wait longer for an appointment. They will have to wait longer in the reception room. And then some of them cannot be accommodated, so they end up in the emergency room.
The delays are getting worse because of layoffs and furloughs at her clinic. Two clinics around the state have closed. Hospitals worry about a surge of uninsured people at their emergency rooms, so they're joining with community clinics to lobby against state budget cuts. Governor Chris Gregoire has said health subsidies for the poor, for drug addicts, for the disabled, and others are too expensive to maintain. The community health clinics are urging lawmakers to raise taxes, but they're also looking for other ways to boost revenues by marketing their services to people who have private insurance. If they can get a higher percentage of paying clients, it'll partially subsidize care for those who can't pay. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.